Ladies and gentlemen, Garfield and friends.
We're ready.
Ready
to
party.
I hope you bring lots of spaghetti.
I'm scared.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends. Come on in, it's time to party with Garfield and friends. Dancing,
fiesta,
romancing,
siesta,
samba,
la bamba,
ay caramba,
disguises,
surprises,
and pies of
all sizes.
Come on in, come to the place where fun never ends.
Today, an encore performance of our report, Are There Too Many Reruns on Cartoon Shows?
Long ago, in the heart of Persia, there was a little village that was overrun by thieves, bandits, and robbers. There were so many criminals that they eventually ran out of things to steal and wound up stealing from each other. The people turned to their beloved Sultan to do something about this.
My people, I assure you that the days of rampant theft and lawbreaking in our village are over. My guards will see that not one more thing is stolen. All right, whoever took my pants, bring them back. I is not amused.
Now, in the marketplace, there was a young artisan who had three pieces of pottery for sale. I make that two pieces of pottery for sale. Like I said, one piece of pottery... Well, he had a nice empty table. How about just cute knees? The young artisan needed gold, for he had a hungry cat named Alley Catta to feed. Let us see now. Boiling hot water, spaghetti, and marinara sauce. Now, let us see if this works. Alley Catta was resourceful, but their food and supplies had all run out or had been stolen, and all they had left was one plate of spaghetti. Like I said, all they had left was one plate. Like I said, all the... Oh, never mind.
Woe is both of us, my friend Pussycat. I have not a copper to my name, nor a means by which to earn one.
But the cat had a newspaper. That is, an article torn out of a newspaper saying...
The Sultan has a job open for one of great courage. I shall apply for it. I have, after all, nothing left to lose.
Maybe we better jump this story ahead before someone steals the barrel.
It is a great honor to be in your presence, Your Highness.
You don't have to call me Your Highness.
Oh.
Now you can call me Ali.
Ali.
Or you can call me Wally.
Wally, okay.
Or you can call me Ben.
Okay, Ben.
Or you can call me Benny.
Benny?
Or you can call me Ali Ben.
Ali.
Or you can call me Ali Ben Jr.
Sure.
But you doesn't have to call me Your Highness.
I am in need of a job.
You need a job? Sure, I got a job for you. Help me find the secret hideout of all these thieves we have around this place. You know that they've stolen my pants 8 times?
I accept the job, Your Majesty.
Oh, you doesn't have to call me Your Majesty.
Oh.
Now you can call me Ali.
That's right.
Or you can call me Wally.
Uh-huh.
Or you can call me Ben.
Uh-huh.
Or you can call me Benny.
Sure.
Or you can call me Ali Ben.
Ali Ben.
Or you can call me Ali Ben Jr.
J.R.
They headed out into the countryside where the thieves were known to congregate and steal from each other.
Before these robbers were about, I was the wealthiest man in the land. Now Aladdin is richer than I am.
Because of his magic lamp?
No, because of his deal with Disney.
Whoa! Slow down there and keep a lookout, Johnny.
My eye is sharp and nothing, but nothing will escape my sight. I am shocked that they stole the horse. Accept 1,001 apologies, Your Regalness.
Oh, you doesn't have to call me Your Regalness.
Here we go again.
Now you can call me Ali, or you can call me Wally, or you can call me Ben, or you can call me Benny.
This guy has more names than the Istanbul phone book. Ali Catta stole into a clearing where he would be all alone. He wanted privacy so he could enjoy the last bit of food he had in the world, some leftover pizza. Pizza has been very hard to get in this area since the fall of the Roman Empire. Come back here! Pizza thief! This was more than Alley Catta could bear. He angrily pursued the thief.
Or you can call me Junior.
I got it.
Or you can call me Alley Junior.
Okay.
Or you can call me Alley Ben Junior.
Really okay.
No matter where the thief ran, the cat was close behind. He who steals my pizza steals cheese. Long minutes later, the thief thought he had outrun his pursuer.
Open sesame.
And from his hiding place, the cat watched in amazement. Quickly, he slipped from his hiding place and hollered the cat version of Open Sesame. Meow, meow, meow. Sure enough, the door opened, and Alley Catta found himself looking at tons and tons of jewels, acres of gold, billions in coins, and at least 47 pairs of his master's pants. It was everything the thieves had plundered, and it was all there to be fondled and admired. Eventually, Alley Catta went back to find his master and the Sultan.
Or you can call me Sonny. Or you can call me... What is it, cat?
He gave them an ancient Persian hand signal that roughly translates as, "This way, clowns." And a short time later was showing them the lair of the thieves.
There's my horse! And all my pants!
You have found where the thieves store all that they have stolen from our village.
Yes, and we had best hurry and pack all this loot because they'll be returning here when the morning comes. Quickly, they removed all the stolen gold and jewels and furniture and pants from the cavern. The next morning, the first of the thieves returned there, said the magic words,
"Open sesame,"
and rushed right into the arms of the law. All day long, the thieves returned, one by one.
Open sesame!
Sesame!
And one by one, they were locked up and hauled off to the slammer. Eventually, all 40 thieves were caught and shipped back to the village along with all the stolen goods and wealth.
You did it, Alley Catta! You got back the gold and jewels and riches!
Yes, everything except my pizza.
A fine job, Pussycat! And I's going to see to it that you are rewarded, both of you!
Oh, you mean it, O Great Sultan?
Oh, he doesn't have to call me O Great Sultan.
Oh, no.
Now, you can call me Ali, or you can call me Wally, or you can call me Ben, or you can call me Benny, or you can call me Ali Ben, or you can call me Ali Benny Jr., or you can call me Junny, or you can call me Sonny, or you can call me Johnny, or you can call me Benji, or you can call me Benji Jr., or you can call me Wally.
And the moral of our story is, in life, there are just some things you can't forgive.
Or you can call me Ray. Or you can call me Jay. Or you can call me Ray J. Or you can call me RTG.
Fun, boys, but I gotta get ready for my date at 7. Or was that 6?
Friends are there.
How about Holland?
I have clip-clop-a-phobia. That is a dread fear of wooden shoes.
Okay, what about Australia?
A lifelong recurring nightmare in which a pickpocket mistakes me for a kangaroo. What, may I ask, is the topic du jour?
Oh, we're trying to pick a place to go on vacation. What about England?
A fear of people who do not pronounce the letter H.
Orson, how can you afford to go to any of these places?
Well, we can't. This is going to have to be a make-believe vacation. Switzerland?
Fear of being in a clock store when it is daylight savings time?
If this vacation is make-believe, why not go someplace real exciting, like outer space?
Outer space? Hey, that might be fun.
Ooh, it might be dangerous.
Well, not if it's all pretend.
Well, then pretend I am going along because I am not. Bye.
But you deserve a vacation in outer space, horse, and I'll be your travel agent.
Travel agent?
How about a tour of the entire galaxy. You'll visit 71 planets, 14 satellites, 3 constellations, and 1 big meteor.
1 big meteor?
It's a rest stop.
Okay, sign me up.
Fine, that'll be 1 suitcase get through. Here we go.
When does the flight leave?
Right now.
Flight 22 now, boarding at gate 23 for Andromeda Galaxy, Nebula Constellation, and Muncie, Indiana.
Muncie, Indiana?
It's a very strange connecting flight.
If they think this duck is leaving the ground, they have another thing coming.
Look at all the delicious vegetables, brothers.
Hey, here comes the duck.
Quick, put on the disguises we brought.
Even make believe it, I do not travel to other planets or outside my own area code, for that matter.
Oh, no, Scarecrow!
Wait a minute. I do not have to be scared of them. I am not a crow.
We're scared ducks, ain't we, guys?
Yeah, scared ducks. Scared ducks? Oh, well, that's different.
Help! Scared ducks! Duck being scared! Help!
One duck scared away.
Let's get back to our rutabagas.
Help! I am all alone. I'm frightened. Who will protect me?
Comfyors?
I'm very comfortable.
Except for a duck on my face.
Please, guys, take me with you. I'm afraid to be alone.
Okay.
The stewardess is about to speak. She's from the planet Proboscis, where everyone has 3 noses.
Me, Fossil or Seagull, I am floating the bomb mice in the fridge. You must see me finally playing the trumpet into the Boba Zombie lava. If you should experience any plate mines, then you may have an explosion in lava by taking your shoes and placing them in the poor mire.
What did she say?
Something about how in the event of a water landing, we use Orson as a flotation device.
Okay, here we go. It's just a short hop to our first planet.
How short?
About that short. Let's go. Welcome to the planet Phil, where every single living being is named Phil.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, my name's Phil.
Hey, Phil.
Call me Phil.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, my name's Phil.
Hey, Phil.
Call me Phil.
I'm Phil. It must make it easy to make out a Christmas card list.
Excuse me, did you happen to see which way Phil went?
That way!
Thank you.
Oh my goodness, we're late for the next flight in our tour.
We just got here.
We have a dinner date on the planet Grotto.
Our specials today are the Zamfron with cardelay sauce, roast leg of freen in a delicate vorbly glaze, clam fan salad available with or without Wootners, and today's soup is cream of bleu.
Go ahead, Wade. Order.
I'll have the Zippity Gleeb with Yolamar. Did I do something wrong?
You just ordered the chef's sister with cheese on her.
Wrapper to go. We're late for our next flight.
But we didn't get to eat.
And someday you'll thank me for it. We're late for our next planet. And this is the planet Flimp, where men are meatloaves. This is the planet Snorch, where men are men. And here we have the planet Hasarindafron, Dickabli Quell Train 7. Not to be confused with Hasarindafron, Dickabli Quell Train 9, where men are bottles of dishwashing liquid and women are parking meters.
Another typical planet.
Next, we go to the planet Foop, where all men and women look like Ed Asner.
Roy, I'm exhausted. Can't we slow this planet hopping down?
But we have 19 more planets to go, and...
Hey, you, stop that! Trying to put a dime in my wife's ear? The nerve of you!
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was parked here, and I...
Wade, are you tired enough to go home?
Home?
Oh, no, I don't want to go home! As scary as these planets are, I am more scared of the scared ducks!
Scare ducks?
Like scarecrows, but for ducks.
What did these scare ducks look like?
Well, let's see. They look like your brothers in scarecrow suits.
My brothers? They must be after our vegetable crop. Back in the plane. We've got to get back to Earth.
Orson, you forget. This is all imaginary. Watch. We're back on Earth.
Thanks for the vegetables, guys.
They're getting away with our entire crop. We've got to stop them.
Easy, Horse. Let's use a little imagination.
Let's imagine up the spaceship again.
Look out!
I'm sorry. No fruits or vegetables allowed on the plane. I'll have to quarantine these.
We're heading into outer space.
To another planet.
How do we get back?
Simple. When you get there, just ask Phil. He'll tell you how to get home.
Got it. Are you Phil?
That's him over there.
Are you Phil?
No, that's him over there.
You gotta be Phil.
No, that's her over there.
Well, our vacation is over.
Yep, let's go put these crops back in the barn.
Not a bad vacation, though, was it?
Not bad, but do you have any idea where my suitcase is?
Not really. Can you describe it?
Well, small, brown, with stickers.
Have a name tag.
That's right. This lovely yogurt sorter is yours absolutely free, with no obligation on your part. Call this number now.
Gee, I don't have a yogurt sorter. Say, I wonder if this is some sort of cheap gimmick to trick me into buying something.
And remember, this is not some sort of cheap gimmick to trick you into buying something.
Oh, well, in that case...
Odie, all morning since we left the house, I've had a strange feeling.
What? Oh.
It's like I'm somewhere I shouldn't be. Everything seems so strange. Oh, no. Is it possible? Oh, it can't be. Come on. Look, Odie. Garfield and Friends is on TV here.
Huh?
Don't you realize what this means? You and I, we're in the wrong cartoon.
I thought there was no obligation.
No obligation?
Oh, good.
Except that you listen to a short 3-hour sales pitch presentation about purchasing a condominium in Siberia.
Oh, no. A sleazy salesman is John in his clutches. John, don't sign anything.
What is it, Mesmer? Another attack by the dreaded cyber creatures of Xanthor?
Worse than that, I'm afraid.
How horrifying!
It has an insatiable appetite and is prone to prolonged periods of daily hibernation.
Whatever it is, we must stop it.
Then let the Power Squad go into action. All systems ready, creature.
Ready, Mesmer.
I'm not sure I want to buy a condominium igloo. A whole house made of ice?
Hey, it's cost efficient. Instead of repainting every year, you just defrost your walls.
Odie, we've got to get home and stop John from getting cheated out of money he could be spending on feeding me.
It's the Power Squad!
It's the Power Squad, including me, Mesmer, wielder of the atomic-powered I-beams.
And me, Ultra, the strongest woman on the face of this planet.
And creature, sensitive but ruthless soul trapped in inhuman form.
And me, Curdman, with the power to control all forms of cottage cheese.
Cottage cheese?
Well, all the good superpowers were already taken.
Or from the parallel worlds of Xanthor and Vorg?
No. I'm from Garfield and Friends, and I think...
Tentacled Lords of Xanthor!
Power Squad, to the attack!
They're too strong for us!
Even my ultra strength cannot defeat them!
They're invulnerable to my atomic eye beams, even.
If only there was cottage cheese around, I'd show them.
Relax. I know how to get rid of all this overgrown calamari. Hey, Mr. Artist, can I borrow an eraser? Stand back, lady, or you might get rubbed out.
The Xanthor Raiders are fleeing back into their interdimensional space warp.
So much for the whatever you called it. See? They were only lines on paper, like us. Thanks, Mr. Artist.
We are the new breed of superheroes. Tortured, alienated. We bicker a lot.
We do not bicker.
Yes, we do.
We super strong, but humans fear us.
They fear all of you, but they laugh at Curdman, controlling cottage cheese. Every year, I get laughed out of the superhero Christmas party.
Listen, I can teach you how to be lovable and popular, just like me. First, we get rid of those clown suits. Then we put you on a diet of lasagna and pizza.
Yeah, just sign right here, Mr. Arbuckle.
Well, I guess 99 payments a week of $99 for 99 years is a fair price.
Oh, no. John's about to sign away his life and my next 50 meals. I'll teach you to be lovable later. First, you gotta help me to get home, back to my own cartoon.
But I don't know how we can do that.
Oh, come on, you're superheroes. You always come up with some impossible gimmick at the last minute.
What about using the molecular trans-channel animation transmogrifier?
Sounds a little crazy, but it just might work. Everyone, into the squad cruiser.
Can we stop off at a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle cartoon and pick up some pizza?
Whoa, you're already 6 months behind in your payments.
6 months?
We're too late.
Here's your free yogurt sorter, all full of yogurt and ready to start sorting.
Curdman, these powers you have to control cottage cheese, do they work on yogurt?
I don't know, but I'll try.
Help! Help! I'm being attacked by yogurt! Help! Help! It's dragging me down to where the fruit is at the bottom!
Give me back that contract and I'll have my cat eat the yogurt or something.
Ick!
I hope I don't have to eat yogurt.
I'm not gonna cancel the deal, and you can't make me!
Will you cancel your deal with our friend Garfield's owner or not?
All about it. Yeah, sure. Say, here's his contract.
In that case, I'll blast you out of your yogurt prison.
Help! Let me out of here! Help!
I don't know who you all are, but thanks.
Boy, you guys are good. Your old comics must be worth a lot of money.
You gave me new respect for my powers, Garfield.
We all owe you so very much.
We must return to our own style of animation.
So long. Remember what I taught you about being lovable and throwing more pies on your show.
Boy, wouldn't it be neat to be on one of those superhero cartoons?
Atomic Arbuckle, at your service. Why, if any androids came from any other dimensions, I'd send them back where they came from, and I'd...
Come on, Odie. Let's go inside and read comic books.